Shalom Boker Tov. We are on page Nun Vav, Hisalkut Pinimi. Let's read section Hey. Gimel Bichinot Harishonot Hen Rak Gormot Legilui Bichinat Dalet. Vehen Atzmam Einam Bnei Kabbalah Bedalet Kilipot Shedofen Kli. It's extremely important. This section to remember always that is there are the first three phases out of four phases. That's the Gimel Bichinot Rishonot. Hem Rak Gormot. They are Gorem. They are the cause. They are the cause. The first three Bichinot, that is Bichinot Aleph, Bet, Gimel, they are Gormot. Legilui Bichinot Dalet. We are together? Legilui, that means they are the cause of a rotzon lekabel to become into existence, into revelation, into be shown, into be realized. And they, if you look at, for example, this cup, the shaloshet bechinot are which aspect of this cup? The klipa. This klipa has three sections. The outside section, the section in the middle, and the inside section. It has three aspects to it, three bechinot to it. And these three bechinot, which we call the wall of this cup, is really gormot. They are the cause. So they will be ezupinimut, some kind of a considered a clean out that to lekabel. To lekabel. Now,
when we say klipot, you're not talking about aleph, bet, gimel. No,
there is a concept called klipot. Right. No, klipot, no, those are aleph, bet.
Right,
what aleph, bet got to with klipot? Klipot are, right, to understand it right now in a very simple form, are the existence, the things that were created. Because it says Borei Choshech, Yotzer Or, so it's a part of a Briya that was created in order to be able to make Vesa, Kli. Those Klipot, they have purpose, they have a limited purpose. There is purpose to them. In this world, you cannot have a fruit without having a klipa. Look at walnut. It has four layers.
Yeah.
The most inner, and that's the Zohar brings walnut specifically to show you that these three klipot, how they hold the tree, the actual fruit. They have a purpose. As soon as now you want the fruit, you have to break those klipot.
Okay. And this is from the klipa of Kedusha, right?
Now, klipa can be Kedusha, can be lo Kedusha.
Right.
It's a klipa. It's adapt. Klipa by itself, it doesn't have any identity. It doesn't have a source to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The klipa is that entity, since it was created, it's only to have a kedusha within it. Good morning. And to sustain itself, the sustenance of a klipa is dependent to that interior that is in it. When there is no interior inside it, this klipa becomes totally useless. If the fruit goes dry, the klipa goes dry too. As long as the fruit is connected and the fruit is life, the klipa is alive. That's why when Israel does Averach Chas V'Shalom, the kedusha, the spark of holiness, goes into a klipa. It's ma'vir, it's over. That's why it's evri. It's over into a klipa. Now you have to take it out of the klipa. That's one work you got to do. That's the work of, this is the mistakes that you have done. There is another work that you have to do is to become mature. But through maturity, you become to mature. That mature is part of the evolution of both spiritual and physical. That's maturity. But there is another aspect that while you are becoming mature, many times you ma'avir, you're aware what it is should be totally in realm of Kedusha into a klipa of lo Kedusha. Part of your work becomes now to get it out of this Kedusha. In order to get this out of the klipa, you go through Isurim, you go through pain, you go through fights, milchamot, death, everything until finally you get it out. Now, let's go and understand this. Vehina hakliya ruchani, when we are talking about a vessel, we are in this world, physical world, yes, for everything must be a vessel. So is in the spiritual world. And we are talking now an aspect of the kli of spirituality. We are not talking about keilim shel physical world. Kvar yadata, you already know she'inyano hu b'chinat haratzon. So you understand that what kli really is, a spiritual kli, when there is a ratzon. Sheyesh b'na'atzel, that it is in the Creator, lekabel et ha'shev'o mi'ensof, in order he has that spiritual kli, in order to receive its shefa, its sustenance from Ensof Baruch Hu. Vegam yadatan, as well you know, sheyesh b'ratzon ze dalet b'chinot, and you should know that this ratzon, this spiritual kli, has four phases. B'chinot, zu lemata mizu, zu lemata mizu. One after the other, one follows the other. It's not all together, it's one follows the other. It's exactly when you walk one step, and then the other one follows, and etc., etc. Shekli zu, hainu, haratzon lekabel, this vessel that we call the ratzon lekabel, ha'amur, eino nikba b'na'asel sheyye ra'uy letafkido, it's not realized in the Creator. It's tafkido, what is the purpose of this kli? It is there, it is in the phase one, in phase two, it's in phase three, but it's not ra'uy, it's not clear what is the purpose of this ratzon. The ratzon that we are talking about is, what is ratzon? It's willpower. When this willpower is in a state of bichinat aleph, bichinat bet, and bichinat gimel, it's not clear what is its purpose. It's not. It is there, it's mechusei, it's kind of a covered. Really, you don't know its real purpose. That is what it is. Shekli ze dahainu haratzon lekabel ha'amur eino nikba b'na'atzel sheyye ra'uy letafkido at sheyavor alav dalet b'chinot b'derech hadraga shebichinat alef. Hi ratzon kalush ma'od u'bichinat bed gadola mi'bichinat alef v'chule v'chule. Now, what that means again, let's go back. Since this ratzon lekabel in bichinat aleph, bichinat bet, bichinat gimel, he explains it's kalush maot, it's very weak. It can't express itself. It's not realized. It doesn't show itself. It's kind of a dormant. In a state of dormant. It's not pops out. And he says, every Bechina, the first and second and third, they become more of. The realization, the power of expression and revelation of this
becomes more clear.
More clear. And therefore, its purpose becomes more clear. It's not clear until it reaches the final destination, which is the Bechina Dalet. Ask you a question. Is Malchut male or female?
Malchut female.
So you want to tell me the king is female?
But it has the aspect of both.
But now finally tell me. Is the Malchut male or female?
Female.
Because it's a receiver.
Isn't the whole thing is the Malchut? Malchut, you say kingdom, yeah. Kingship.
It should be both.
So, is it female or male? It's the king that we are talking about. Ribon ha'olam. Olam ha'olamim. Kol ha'olamim. Is it a male or female?
Both.
How can you be a male and female both? Such a thing?
Yeah,
I don't know. You tell me. I'm talking about a malchut.
No, he's a giver. He's a
giver. No, leave me alone. I don't know what's Kadosh Baruch Hu. Hold on. Right now, one word. Just one sefirah is called malchut. Huh?
Female.
So the king is a female. Think about it, this Shabbat. I don't want you to go and say, hey, what's going on? So therefore, why do we say Mother Nature? Isn't the nature the king? Is the nature rule or not? Is the nature is a ruler on you or not? Go one by one. Answer my word. I'm helping you here. For you to come to certain realization, I have a reason. Why we say, and we don't say things through ages, no matter in what language, with no reasoning behind it. Somehow, some reason developed. Some are good, some are bad. But it's strongly understood that we call the nature Mother Nature. We don't call Baba Nature. We call Mother Nature.
Nature is a receiver.
But right, it's a dictator. He's the one that dictates.
The king is also like King David is a dictator.
He dictates, of course.
But it's still a
it
receiver.
Could be a bad dictation or good dictation. We're not talking about. But this nature rules. He tells you where the season is, what is season, what are the limitations, what are the possibilities, and you can't break it. You don't have the power to break it. You break it, you get damaged. It's stronger than you. No matter what you do, it's stronger than you. Rules on you. Rules at least your physical body. Maybe not your spirit, more or less.
But unless it receives from higher up, it doesn't have
any. Who is higher up?
Yeshamayim, Yeshavet.
But what is this? Is Aret? Nature is Aret?
Yes.
Shamayim is not part of nature?
No, it is part of nature. I'm talking about the aspect of Yesh Lemala, the giver, and Yesh the receiver.
Yeah, there is a Shamayim Aret, and both of them are part of Yisei Bereshit, Bara, Elokim, Et HaShamayim, Et Aret. Whatever you find in Shamayim, and whatever you find in Aret, is Elokim Bara. Elokim is a Teva. I didn't like even the statement because there is no part. What part? What is part of him? He's one. He's a chat.
I know, but you said, I remember weeks ago, you said that he took part of himself and went into it.
Yeah, I said it's part of the ore. From ore and sof, how many ores you going to, from one nair, how many nairs you kindled? It never ends.
So Elohim is part of the ore. So
it's again part of the ore. No, don't go there. It's not. It's we don't know what. No. Don't mixing too many frames. Mm-hmm. It's too many frames mixing. Take it a step at a time, and you have to understand very precise language in this. Mm-hmm. Come back here. I want you to think. It's very important to think because then you will change gear. Those are a stepping stone. You never thought this way. Neither of you ever sat down and said, hey, wait a minute, the Malchut, the king is a woman. The king is the woman. It's Malchut. You're saying it's Malchut. Okay, first understand that. Now we go here to understand what he says here. He says, בחינת ב' גדולה מבחינת א' וכו'. עד בחינת ד', till you get to בחינת ד', which is מלכות. שהיא גדלות הרצון. That means this רצון has become גדול, mature. A רצון has to go through phases, evolution, in order to become mature. A רצון is not mature until it goes through four phases. So if you see for in this world that you have a willpower, but this willpower doesn't come to any resolution because it has not come to the stage of Dalit, maturity. As soon as it becomes mature, Gadol, the light before you even say, ah, is there to fulfill it.
It doesn't
become until it is. First, the vessel has to be realized, the Bechina Dalet has to be realized, the Kli has to be realized, before it can be fulfilled. No, you have to. No, no. Good. There is a continuation to that part. Don't jump into conclusion. Wait till Bezrat Hashem, till Tuesday. No. Ad Bechina Dalet. Shehi Gadlut HaRatzon Kifi HaShiur HaTzarich LeKiviyat Gamar HaKili. This evolution is necessary until it brings it to be realized, to be useful. V'tam ha-davar kvar nitba'er la'el, v'tam ki hayot ha-ratzon lekabel hazeh. Since this ratzon lekabel, hu tzura hafucha, it is absolutely opposite. מהקצה אל הקצה. He said, listen, the בחינת א', the קצה הראשון, the שורש, which is the קטר, not even the בחינת א', the שורש, which is the קטר, is כולו רצון להשפיע. That's the beginning of the קו. And then when it goes to בחינת א', it becomes יותר אהב. As compared to שורש. That means there is a רצון לקבל. But absolutely קלוש מאוד. It's not expresses itself at all.
So from one end is Zachar and one
until it reaches to בחינת ד', it becomes totally הפוך, opposite. הפוך, opposite. As a matter of fact, it is still kav, connected, because there is no revelation. As soon as it says I, before it says want, הפוך.
So you're saying that
completely.
You're saying that he becomes from a zachar, becomes a
Then God take from the tzela shel Adam and created Isha and said, oh, hapam, Isha zot, etzem atzmi? Didn't we say that? So what's going on here?
So we always start... But you know, so all of us, Ratzon starts from Bahashbiya. But it always ends at the Kepel.
The first three phases, we said, they are gurmot, they are the cause.
Right, but at one side is lahashpia, and the other, at the end of the other side, which is completely hafuch, is lakabeh.
That's right.
Right.
Yeah, no,
so the question rises here.
Let's leave alone the Zerampin, we'll get there.
So the question comes up is, how come we never can overcome this desire? If it starts with lahashpia, what does it happen in the
Because you became disconnected.
I don't think here they want us to be.
Okay, now let's go on.
Because you know what,
Eve? Yeah, I think now my Eve introduced him to the fruit.
Yeah.
I was yeah. Understand.
You say how can it begin with Leshkia and become such a big disaster?
Now you are walking correctly. Now you are walking correctly. That. Oh yeah.
But it goes to phases.
Right, I know.
The difference between Bechinat Dalet and Gimel is what is for us to see,
because we are the last point.
And go after.
We are so much in Lekabel.
Gimel is both receiver and giver. And Malchut, which is Bechinat Dalet, is just receiver. That's what it is for us to see, to emulate.
Because we're so
good.
Not exactly. Patient. Patient. I'm really asking for patient. You are only two chapters, please. Good. Here, wait, don't go far. Let's come back here.
Joseph?
Come back here, please.
I am here. I didn't go anywhere.
That means, stay with me. Ki hayot haratzon lekabel hazeh hu tzura hafucha mi haketze lakete, mi bichinat haratzon lashpia hakolel baor ensof baruchu, al ken eino yachol lehagalot bepam echad. Therefore, because it's coming from Ein Sof, it cannot come to realization, evolution, complete maturity, gadlut, pam echad, at once. If God wants it, yes, but it didn't. It's put, for the reasons that it's very clear, puts step by step to prep you. Rak la'at la'at. Slowly, slowly. החל מהרצון להשפיע, started from רצון להשפיע, כולל בשורשו, that is in its שורש, is in seed, שנקרא כתר, that is כתר, ואחר כך לאב ממנו היינו, המשונה ממנו במקצד. And this, what it is him totally להשפיע, from him, it comes and goes through stages and comes to a something totally different. Just its opposite. That's the awesomeness that Hashem allows its own opposite existence. Shehi bechinat aleph, v'achar kach yoter av, v'nikra bechinat bet, and it starts from bechinat aleph, goes to bechinat bet, and this goes through process of aviyut. Ad lebechinat dalet, hashone mitzurato shela or miketze lakete. Until it reaches hashone, it's totally different. Remember, we said when there is a shinui tzura, there is hitrachaku. There is, you go further. The more shivui tzura, you become closer. Biyichud ra'uya l'shamesh ben atzel lebichinat kli. And then when it becomes to bichinat dalet, it's ra'uy, it's acceptable to become a kli. מה שעל כן כתוב, גימל הבחינות הקודמות, the first three phases, אין הרצון לקבל מגולה. In the first three, the רצון לקבל, there is no גילוי, there is no revelation, there is no realization of it. בהן באותו השיעור הרצוי לבחינת כלי הקבלה. לפי כך, רק בחינת ד', only the first phase, he, תחשוב לעיקר כלי הקבלה של הנעצר. Is that most important aspect of the כלי of הרצון לקבל? Now tell me. Which part of the year is the phase finishes? The four phase. It says everything, every kli, and we know that shana is equal to sefira. So that means a sefira completes, a complete tikkun is 1 year. So in 1 year, that means you have created a kli. Now tell me, which part is the kli? Thank you very much. Now we are starting to think and learn and use these things. It's not just for you to theorize, to have a theory in your head. You have to implement it in every part of your life that you realize, I am here. Oh, I am on phase four. This is the opportunity to tap into the Ratzon Lekabel. That's the part I am building, really, Ratzon Lekabel, for another year. Because every part creates the next part of next year. A part of Chesed of this year is going to be the cause and the father and the mother of a Tolada, a newborn of another Chesed for another year. Gevura for another Gevura. Tiferet for another year. Every Sefirah of this year, because Sefirah is Shana, every Sefirah of this Shana is going to create a Sefirah for the next year. So when you are in a Bichina Dalet, you are creating for Bichina Dalet for all the year to follow. So think about it and see, and if you come to a serious conclusion, then talk to me. Hitachshov. לעיקר כלי הקבלה של הנאצל הנקרא משום זה בחינת פנימיות ותוכחיות של הנאצל. So the more I go in, only when I reach the בחינה דלת, only that is the תוכחיות, that's the תוך, that's the interior, פנימיות. What's the difference between תוכחיות and פנימיות? Yeah. פנימיות is aspect of thought, Tochichiyut is aspect of gashmiyut, of physicality. It's talking from both. What is the most important, really real about every one of us? It's what's really inside me. My ulterior motives, my kavana is my pinimiyut. And what is my exterior? Chitzoniyut, which at all doesn't show my ratzon lekabel. It's only gormot the pinimiyut, because I'm the kav. The most toch inside me is my pinimi. The most outside me is the most chitzoni.
So you said the toch is the aspect of physicality and pinimi is...
Is in the world of... Yes, when you say toch, toch. Toch is where your stomach is. That's toch,
right.
Inside you.
Right.
And that's what's the most important. Pinimiyut is toch of your idea. Toch, your idea. And since I am in the world of Kav, the toch, the most pinimi, is the most important. And the chitzoni is the least important. I like that. Toch, when I say toch, is toch this cup. I don't say pinimi this cup. Do I? But I will say pinimiyut shel Torah. Because Torah has pinimiyut. Superficially, you read it, the black ash. That's the black fire. But there is a white fire too. And the white part between the line, why you say between the line? Nekudaim say, is in the white ash, the white fire. So, in our world, as far as our way of thinking, whatever most pinimi, and where this pinimi becomes mature, gadol, then the outside becomes, because you were talking about midot. Midot are pinimi or chitzoni? Bravo, bravo, bravo. But you can be a very polite, very smiling, very nice, very presentable outside. As soon as you come home, you become the most bitter, angry, miserable human being. Why? Why you cannot carry that inside? Now here. Shalanat omnam bichinat gimel sheberatzon. The aspect of gimel, that means one before dalet. One before dalet. Who stands at one before dalet? If isn't gimel is the end of it, is yesod? Okay, so Yesod stands before Dalet. Who is Yesod? Who is Dalet?
David.
Mashiach ben Yosef, Mashiach ben David. Both of them are Mashiachot. He's one step before. So one step before Malchut, Bichina Dalet, is who? Tzadik. That should help you to understand a lot. One step before saying, I want, stands a tzadik. He will give you mazon. The tzadik is going to mavir, is going to pass on the mazon, the shefa, the sustenance. Now, hold on, again, we haven't. Because I know the questions that you have. It's he knows. He knows. Yes. He's going to answer it. Now you are jumping. Stay one step by step. But Yosef came far before Moshe Aaron, which is Netzach Anot. There is a reason. Far. Far long before. And it was preserved until such a time that Moshe came and said, rise shore. And he connected to etzem. He says, atzamot. He says, don't say atzamot. Atzmut of Yosef. Now, what is atzmut?
Essence.
It's the most pinimut. In the Kav, always remember, as soon as we talk about Adam, we're talking about Kav. And as soon as you're talking about the Kav, look at yourself. Everything is in you. You don't need to go out. You don't need to go out at all. What you need, the out there, it's all illusion. What you need, everything of all the information that is out there is in you. Best way for you to understand. Because what is my duty here? As a kav, is to reveal all the Bichina Dalets. And by revealing all the Bichina Dalets of Kedushah, Shechina becomes rise out of Afar. Because she is in the Afar. Now it's Tuesday, Bezat Shem, we're going to talk about what is they say that Shechina Nafal Ba'afar, to rise her from Afar. What are you talking about, to rise her from the Afar? She's Shekhinah. Now, מחוץ לבחינת ד' ומחוץ לבחינת ב' ומחוץ לבחינת ג' ובחינת א', מחוץ לבחינת ב' ובחינת הכתר שמחוץ לכולם, and כתר, which is the most exterior, is considered the שורש. בדומה לדופן כלי גשמי, הנעשה מדלת קליפות זו על זו, שהשפע המקובל באותו הכלי נמצא ודאי בקליפה הדלת הפנימי בלבד. That aspect of דלת is the most interior, וגם הקליפה החיצוני הסובבת אותה, and the most utter one, קליפה that is holding it, הן עשיות שם, רק לשום חיזוק הקליפה. This, all these layers only for sake of chizuk, one of the kochot. It's so you don't know how easy it is to make money. You don't have no idea how it is. But the whole point is how to hold it, because to make money is not continuous. It comes in gaps. It doesn't come continuous. There will be a gap that got to be dry. It's the rule we will find. It got to be dry time. There is a time for the rain, but there is a time for no rain, dry. It's dry time. So these gaps are necessary for maturity, for evolution. So therefore, you have to have a koach of a lahzik. In order to hold you, we say it in English, in order to hold me to go through. You take a bottle of water to go through a desert in order to hold you to go through. Yes.
Is it because it's in gaps, or is it everything in nature is in cycles?
No. gaps. There is gaps. Yeah. Because we say point by point. Le'at, le'at. That means you have to take a step at a time. Every step is a gap. It's different. Now we will learn the Masachim. What are the roles of Masachim? Right here. והדלת הפנימיות בלבב הכזה, תשפוט גם כן כאן, שהאור מקובל רק בבחינה דלת. Only the light is going to be received, the aspect of Kabbalah, and now look at the Kabbalah. Who can tell me that HaKabbalah is written how? HaKabbalah, Di Kabbalah, the receiving. How do we write it? Hey, Kuf, Bet, Lamed. Hey, take the Lamed and put it first. What becomes? Take the Lamed out. Ha, Ka, Dosh, Ba, Ruch, Hu. So Kabbalah means Le, Ha, Ka, Dosh, Ba, Ruch, Hu. That's it. Then it's the Kabbalah. If it is for Lashem, Yechut, Kedisha, Berichu, and you do that, Ratzon, Le, HaKadosh, Baruch Hu, you have received. You will follow, you will see. This is the whole secret. Hebrew doesn't write Kabbalah just because it sounds good. There's no such a thing in Lashon HaKodesh.
And the moving of the L,
what is Lamed? Kavav? Lamed is Vav. Kav. 26, זה הצדיק שעולה למעלה למגדל, לוקח את השפע ומביא לתחתונים.
So, is that would be the same as saying that the intention is from the...
Bravo, bravo, bravo. Why? Because Lamed is the beginning of the Lev. The action of the Lev should be Vav Kav, Lamed. That means having in your mind, in your tochichiyut, in the tzaddik, we said tzaddik is a step prior to the light going to malchut. Bet is bracha, a new beginning, a bereshit. Until you don't go up as a tzaddik through a migdal and bring it down, make it kaf as a shemesh, because kaf is ot shel shemesh. I haven't done nothing. Then there is no beginning. That's the bracha. That's the secret of Lev. That's the secret of Lev. That's the head. It's chashuv, but it's chashuv if you tune it and cleanse it and you oil it with oil zach. He says, Dafka, he says, you gotta lishpoch et ha'ol zach al his rosho. That's a chokhmah. Oil in Lashon HaKodesh is chokhmah. Zach ve'yotel, that means chokhmah, pure chokhmah. Then the fire, it's going to be more bright. All this expression is for us to understand. The more zach, the more closer to Ein Sof. But the more chitzoni, the rest ratzon lekabel. Where do you find the ratzon lekabel? In the nair? In the wax, in the pitile, in the week. And then the neshama starts rising because they are burning. Until they don't burn, the neshama, which is the or. And the more they are cleansed, that means their intention is for sake of the or, the more the light's more clear and the better. Yes.
With reference to the four phases, all these four phases are part of creation.
As well.
Right?
Yes.
So therefore, by definition, it means that all of them, the DNA of all of them is that's on the cabin.
Of the creation?
Right.
Absolutely. That's correct.
So how come we're talking about these four phases to show the Ratzon Lekabel? Because it's already part of the...
Because the Olam Bria Yetzira Asiya was created as Tzevaot. That means as the Chayale, the soldiers of the Malchut. in order to produce, to reveal a Ratzon Lekabel al menat lashpia.
You need the environment to reveal the DNA.
Ratzon Lekabel, yes, it exists, it came from Ein Sof. From Or Ein Sof, by the way, not Ein Sof, Or Ein Sof. It came from Or Ein Sof. And Or Ein Sof, it said, Or causes a Ratzon Lekabel to be revealed. Or, this Shalosh Gimel Rishonim, the first three, are only the cause to reveal the Ratzon Lekabel.
But this DNA needs the environment to be revealed.
What is DNA? Yes, but they are mechuse. That means they are concealed.
Right.
You won't realize its purpose. You do not understand its purpose. In the Gimel Rishonim, in the thought level, you don't understand. That's why we say Gimel Rishonim you cannot tap into, because the Chokhmah Bina Da'at is the Gimel Rishonim. Chokhmah Bina Da'at is the first three phases. The Chokhmah Bina Da'at of the aspect is the three phases, and it's not clear what's the wisdom of this, what is the understanding of this, and what's the knowledge aspect of it. Until it becomes to Bichina Dalet. Today, if Bezrat Hashem... No, let me go on. I want to close the thought. You will have your answer. Now, the Gimel HaBichinot HaKodmot, that means this, the Gimel Rishonim, the first three, and get used to the word Gimel Rishonim, the first three Bichinot HaKodmot Lahem Chitzoniyot La, Ve'ina Ba'ot Ela Mishum She'i Efshar She'titgale Bichinat Dalet Zulat Al Yedei Ishtal Shelut Kemevu'a La'el. You got to take through steps. You got to go through process. There is no revelation. The wisdom of this ratzon or this desire in you for you to say suddenly, is not the purpose of it, is not clear until it becomes to maturity. But since this process takes a step by step, a step by step, by the time you reach the Bichina Dalet, you forget its beginning. What was the purpose of it at the beginning? That's on Ashpia. And by the time it got to you, it becomes Hafuch. That means Hafuch to what it was at the beginning. So what you got to do?
But there was an intention for it to come.
Right, for you to do what?
Lafuch et zebechazara.
Lafuch et zebechazara. That's the whole point. And it becomes so intense that if you don't have tremendous amount of love, the yirah, if you don't have tremendous amount of yirah and ahava, you won't return it. Because it's too good. You won't return it. Unless you have yirah and ahava. First you return it because you say, Hashem, this is not mine. Excuse me. Look, I know you gave it to me, Baruch Hashem, Toda Rabba, thank you very much, but it's not really right, lo megieli. I'm afraid. And then there is no more fear. The fear goes away. I say, the more I am, what is the step before Malchut?
Yesod,
which is Tzaddik, remember that. And as soon as God realizes you are a tzaddik, what he does? Full blast! What punishes you? Because you're a tzaddik? Yeah. You think that tzaddik really looks at that ra? He says, oh, thanks God, it's an opportunity. That means I have still things to do. Because when you finish the things to do, you don't have anything to do around here. It's going to take you. Unless you have something to do. If you don't have anything to do, why are you wasting the avir?
How does the maturity mention maturity?
Gadlut.
Yes. Say a little more. I mean,
very simple. as soon as you realize the wisdom and the understanding and the knowledge. That means you complete haregesh. What is regesh? It's gimel rishonim. As soon as you reveal the chokhmah and bina da'at, that means tafkido shel haratzon hazeh. No, stay. Get out of...
Regesh, we went through three phases.
Right.
In order to get to the fourth.
Yeah. And only in the fourth, now you have an opportunity to get a regesh.
But I will get it if I'll get to Gadlut.
Right. How do you get to Gadlut?
Yes.
Or Chozer. Only.
It's something of understanding too, no?
Is it yeah, you realize. That's why God did not include himself in the Malchut, because God wanted the Malchut to be totally in control. You will see. Yes, she is the king. She is the king beyond doubt. She is the king. She is Ribona Olamim, Adon Adonim. She is Malchut. But without the Reshut, without the Reshut, of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, she doesn't do nothing. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't do nothing without her. She's the Malchut. Boker Tov. She, everything is under her rulership. She is the Shilita, she is the Shilton, she is the rule, she is the ruler, she is everything. But she does not do anything without the reshut shel ha-bala. Bala. That's a tremendous, beautiful, most gorgeous. Tuesday we're going to have a full class on it. Bezrat Hashem. Forget. No. Now you're jumping. Ooh, you don't know what goes through till it really... And the aspect of Or Chozer is not that simple. It's not to say, God, you know what? Here it is yours. I don't want it. It's not like this. How long it took you to come down? Ishtal Shelut, it says. Do you think you can go zip up and the highway is open for you to any time you want to take out? You take out any time out of this... ground, go to space. Can you take any time, anything you want?
No, I understand, but what I mean is, isn't the term Gadlut and Katnut from the form of the, what Tiferet takes with respect to open up?
Yes, in a way, what we understand is that Tiferet becomes that. Tiferet, yes, if you talk like this, yes. Tiferet becomes Da'at. Only through Tiferet you will realize Da'at. That is very correct. But to go the way it came down, now, how much energy do you need to get out of the gravity of the earth? You know, the total boost of these things that they send to the moon or to the space, the whole bulk of the energy and the energy that they burn is just to get out of the gravity of the ground. After that, in a space, they open just a light for a second, and they go distances. No problem. In your head, you can go from here to Israel, to Russia, around the world 50 times in a matter of 30 seconds. Not even 30 seconds, a second. No space. As fast as you can go, you will go. As abstract as you want, you'll go. No problem. You have a ski-do like a ski all over the mountains. In your head. When you come physically to do something, to Laharim Mashu, to pick it and give it, transcend it. Huh? You know how much koach you need?
The interesting thing is with respect to what the example you use, the first 8 seconds is the most.
Bravo. 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 It's not so easy that I have a ratzon lekabel and say, Hashem, leshim yechud kedisha birichu. To say this be'emityut, when you do have the Ratzon Lekabel, when you do have the possibility of the Kli, of satisfaction, of fulfillment, every time, every second, in any kind, any shape, you enjoy. I am looking and I'm enjoying. Come on. I'm just looked. I am revealing Orensov. Every hana'a, every kind of a pleasure, any kind of pleasure is a revelation of Or and Sof. Because that is the only Or that came to Lanot. That was the purpose. I don't care you're ready or not ready. You want it? Here I am. And he gives it to you. Whether you are Rasha, whether you are Tzaddik, whether you are Beinoni, whoever you are, it's there to satisfy your pleasure. Do you have a vessel, desire to have any kind of pleasure? He gives it to you. You tell me what kind of a pleasure you want, you can get it. Here it is. Los Angeles, Hollywood. Anything you want is there available. And if you don't know about it, they will teach you more. Right? So you can go into a deepest, darkest level of Gashmiut and reveal Or Ein Sof. Now, let's go here. Vav, Pinimiut Va'aviut Hainuhach. Whatever we say Pinimiut, when we are talking about Pinimiut Va'aviut, that means most interior, they are one. The more Av you are, the more Pinimi you are. Would you like to go to a movie? I don't know. How much is your Aviut? How much is your Aviut? Not much. Kalush. But please, I really want. Please, I'm ready to do anything. Please, Shavateinu Kabelu Ishmatza Akateinu. Please, Zabichnadalai. You're on your knees. That's it. Your existence, your continuity is depends to receive right now. You know you are. You're thirsty. What do you want? Anything else is important? Chas v'shalom, you are sick. What do you want? When a sick person wants to really get well, there is a kid sick. He knows in 2 days he has a big party. What he wants? That's a level of Ratzon Lekabel. And then comes the party. Is the Kli ready to receive the pleasure of that party? Yes. He has a choice that moment how to reveal that vessel. He has opportunity. Only he knows what's the opportunity. Nobody else knows. Okay? והנה נתבאר לך היטב, let's clarify it for you clearly, הפנימיות והחיצוניות שיש להבחן בכלי הכלי, בכל כלי, כי מתוך שיש בהכרח דלת בחינות בכל כלי, לכן הבחינה האחרונה שבהם נקראת תוכחיות ופנימיות של אותו הכלי. והבחינות שקודמו לה, כדי לגלות הבחינת האחרונה שנבחנת לחיצוניות הכלי. So the first three phases are the חיצוניות aspect of the vessel. The בחינת דלת is the true aspect of the כלי. והרי מהבחינת דלת נחשבת לבחינת המקבלת השפע. And only the בחינת דלת is available and capable to receive the shefa, the sustenance. Eino ela mishum shehi ha'ava beyoter. That means it is the most pinimi beyoter. V'hachitzoni v'zechut hem haynu hach. Now, we're talking about aspect of zechut. Now, what is zechut?
Zechut, no?
Okay. What have I done? Yes, what have I done? What have I done? What's the difference?
Tada rabah.
Either you are full, the moon is full, or the moon totally empty. That's the half. It's either full or empty. Same otiyot. The kli is the same. The kli could be full kli, empty kli. But the kli is the kli. So, zahot and dahinu, hach, they are the same. Chitzuniyut and totally no revelation, zach. I say zach. That means the aviyut is not there. It's zach. Now, but we say a spiritual person is a zach. Should I have a ratzon lekabel? Because if I have a ratzon lekabel, I'm not zach. I'm afuch lekadosh baruch hu. So what I do? Every aviyut that is within me, that means every aspect of my pinimiyut, I take the aviyut, and la'ad, 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 l'shem shamayim, l'shem kadosh baruch hu, ani mizdachech. When I utilize this aviyut, when I utilize my pinimiyut, I take my pinimiyut, l'shem shamayim. I can take my pinimiyut, l'shem, ratzon lekabel la'atzmi, and enjoy my life only for myself, and no understand of nobody and nothing and no Torah. I know Kadosh Baruch Hu. I can do that. Take it further down.
That's how I purify myself.
Because there is Olam Tachton. Woo! The whole world of Olam Tachton. I'm in between. Either to go down or to go up. I'm in between. I am the Nekuda Emtzei of the whole world. I am in the middle of the whole world. I define the whole world. I am Israel. I am the Ma'avir. I am the one. Umer Chaya Echad Umedet Be'emtza Rakia. What is this Rakia we are talking? We said the Rakia that God withdrew the light, created the Rakia, created an emptiness. Am Betoch. I am the Pinimiyut of the whole existence. I define. Adam defines. Israel defines. The Pinimiyut of the whole existence. That's why he said desire to receive of the Jews are the highest level of all of them.
This means that there is a bottom.
Oh, yeah. Oh, to everything there is a bottom. There is ketz. There is end. There is everything. To everything there is end. We are going to talk.
Why did you say that the desire to receive of the Jews?
Because they are the Bichna Dalet. Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad, we are the Dalet, the large Dalet. We are the Shekhinah. We, Knesset Israel, defines what Shekhinah is. Knesset Israel in Galut, and so is the Shekhinah in Galut. That's Afar. And what is Galut? How different is Galut with Gadlut?
When it's not a Galut.
It's Geula.
What
we have done, we came from Bichina Dalet, that's the Zman of Mashiach, and we have done Aliyah, 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 Yizdachachut, Ad Shenegei L'Olam Atzilut. Olam Atzilut, Mi'atchala Ad En, Mi'alef to Tav to Hey Malchut, is done. The idea is already done. But only an idea. God only thought and said, that means, here it is now, you know what? I told you, I created Shekhinah, I created anything. From now on, you're going to do la'asot. You do the asiyah. The asiyah wasn't done. The idea, from A to Z, is done, planned, gone, finished. Long time ago is now the aspect of asiyah. That's why every Shabbat you say, bara la'asot, Elohim, bara la'asot. If only us as Jews, we come to this understanding, this realization, we are free home. Be'emet, we are free home. Home free. Let's go here. וזכות הם להיינו הך, משום שהרצון שלה קלושה וזך וקרוב יותר לבחינת המעציל. על כן היא חיצוניות ביותר, כלומר שהיא רחוקה יותר מלהיות בחינת קבלה, שהיא תוכחיות ופנימיות. Understand, קבלה is the, we say, the only possibility, the only time I have לקדוש ברוך הוא give anything or do anything when I have a רצון לקבל. If I don't have a רצון לקבל, anything I say is just hot air. Totally hot air. It's baloney. Biggest baloney. Unfortunately, we are more baloney than we are real. That is chisaron. I have a ratzon lekabel for gashmiut pleasure of material world. I am not interested. How much of it you are interested that when you ask for a pleasure to satisfy what you are lacking for purpose of bringing you close to Kadosh Baruch Hu?
Okay, so Israel is
what?
All of us are
b'chinat dalet.
No, but the stages are not finished.
What is stages? Oh, our work? Yeah. Far from it. Correct. Lashpi up to who? He say, you know what? I have a tremendous amount of ratzon lashpia. But for what reason?
God said that way.
In order to make money.
Okay, is that lashpia?
Yeah, why not? Look, if I have a lot of money, I can do what I want. I rule. Don't you say in dollar with trust? Bravo! Now you put an adjective on it. Now you clarify it. Lashpia, true. Lashpia means lashpia l'shem yichud. Lashpia l'unification with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. Lashpia to be united with my purpose that God has set. God has set a purpose for me. If He is the boss, He knows what I gotta do and what is. Now, as soon as I become one with that purpose, I've become one with him. I don't become one with him, become go into him and go to his stomach and be part of his embodiment. No. As soon as I become one with the purpose that he has given me, tafkid that he has given me, I become one with that tafkid, I am one with him. Because the tafkid that he gave me and him, they are one. Aye. Maturity is, oh boy. I wish we had a really oatmeal to make in 1 minute and eat it and become mature. Mature involves a lot of, I feel that it requires tremendous amount of pain. But you cannot get to Gimel till you come to Aleph and Bet. First it starts Tal Shamay. First it comes from above. The or is it's one thing, as a reason, to tickle you, to start you, to get you excited to get up.
But I mean, for us, for our understanding, we shouldn't even try to understand anything above Gimel and Aleph.
Oh, sure. Oh, No. As far as the name, we know the names and the names are given, we are allowed to go. As soon as we don't have no name, that's Ein Sof, I don't know where to go. Because it's Ein Sof, I get lost there.
Isn't the Atzilut beyond our grasp?
No. It's very much in our grasp. It's Machshava, it's our thought. We can. We have the capability to go to that domain. When we say Adonai Safatai Tiftach Pi Agite Ilatecha, we are in Olam Atzilut. The Jews are privy to go to that place through HaKadosh Baruch Hu.
But then how wasn't Moshe didn't
Moshe comes from Da'at of Atzilut.
So I thought he was the only one who was allowed to get to
that. Every spark of Moshe is included in all of us.
We can easily go to Malchut of Atzilut because we come from there.
Yeah. We connect. That's the zone. That's the Zahar Venukva of Atzilut. Come here, let's go to the next page, Nun Zayin. I want to read this section. I jumped a little bit, but I already discussed that, so I don't want to take the time. I'm going to section Be'eser Sefirot de Yosher, in the 10th Sefirot de Yosher, Midat Gadlo Taluya Be'bichinat Or Chozer HaOleh Mi'aviyut Shebe'masach. He says, now understand, remember that on the Malchut, that means between Yesod and Malchut, there is a concept called Masach. There is a Masach, and this Masach is in between. And as soon as the light comes from Bechinat Aleph to Bechinat Bet to Bechinat Gimel, that means to end of, it comes to Yesod, there is a Masach there. And the amount of receiving, depending in the quality of this Masach. The amount that you can receive, it's only dependent to the quality of this masach. Is this masach has hole in it, or this masach is not a good reflector? If this masach is not really dirty, got really a lot of avak on it, got a lot of dust on it, and it doesn't reflect very... If your glasses are dirty, are you going to see? Why? But this is dirty. Well, this is outside. What that got to do inside? I should be able to see through it. No. The dirt is going to cover up. You're not going to see. The reflecting light is not going that far. It doesn't allow the whole reflecting light to go out of your... Oh, the direct light goes through all the dirt. No problem. It goes through there. But because I only see through the reflecting light, the dirt is my glasses. I cannot go through the dirt. But the light from outside goes all into my brain. But because I only see through reflecting light and my glasses are dirty, I don't see. The light, it goes through everything. Nothing stops the light. No, Bechinat Aleph is right before the Masach.
Yeah, but you said it comes down to Yesod.
That's right. So the Masach is between Yesod and Malchut.
So Yesod and Malchut are Bechinat Gimel.
Bechinat Aleph.
Bechinat
Aleph.
It should be a place where it's a deep, the Masach.
The Masach is above
Yesod. That's right. The Tzaddik is final decision maker. There was a fight between Yehudah and Yosef. Yehudah came to Yosef and said, look, this tzaddik is mine. That's it. You cannot keep him. You got to give it to me. It's a matter of war. There's no choice. And David and Yosef gave a hard time until Yehudah came absolutely to absolute teshuvah. Said, you know what? I agree. I'm simply sorry, I understand my tafkid, I understand what is my responsibility, I know that the kingship is coming from Yosef, I understand, and then Yosef gave. As soon as Yehuda, I give you the good marker, as soon as Yehuda came to understanding that what is his purpose, what it is all about, until he didn't make a teshuvah, he didn't return Leshem Shamayim, Yosef didn't give. As soon as Yosef realized that the Yehuda made the teshuvah, he couldn't hold anymore. He said, Ani ze nekuda emtsai, Yosef. He told you the most secret, that nekuda emtsai is where? Is with Yosef. You want to find the Nekuda Emtzai Shmo? It's with Yosef. And you got to approach Yosef prior getting anything. That's why we say in this door, we have to connect to a tzaddik, to al Talmid Chacham. Otherwise you won't go. No matter who you are. No matter how big gadol you are. Still you got to connect to a tzaddik. That's very true. Yosef a tzaddik, but you got to be sure that it's a tzaddik. Now questions. I'm done. We're going to wait. We just started it. That's a very important aspect of to understanding the reflecting light. But in well, you said you are abstract, so he's really abstract. Shabbat shalom, kol tov.